Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Huge news, Seraldo signs a 5-year deal with the Bulldogs. Guru, I'll get your thoughts, mate.
Yeah, obviously a lot of hype around Cam Seraldo.
Is he the most famous assistant coach of all time?
He might be the greatest assistant coach of all time. yeah, and you know, we've spoken about this before and you can probably touch on it more, but you know, everyone loves the assistant coach. So it'll be interesting to see how he goes. I mean... Penrith signing the assistant coach out of Penrith, that's meant to be the next big thing.
Mm.
We have seen this narrative before, obviously, with Trent Barrett. I know myself, I heavily brought into that. That obviously didn't work out, but no, I'd like to think the Cameron Seraldo. Hopefully it'll be a different story because Canterbury, I think they're at a different point as well. You know, despite a poor loss on the weekend, I think Canterbury are definitely heading in the right direction. And hopefully, I think having Phil Gould in the building with him as well, hopefully it helps. So yeah, I'm hesitant, but I'm hopeful.
Timmy.
Yeah, I think former Cooper Stallion Brett White would have something to say about most famous assistant coach in the game. Whitey calling the shots for the Raids on the weekend. He had the blue trainer shirt on calling the shots at halftime for the Raids. So I was down in the capital on the weekend, actually. A bit of finals fever there, wasn't it?
Oh, give me a break. Give me a break.
And then, yeah, on Seraldo. It's exciting hype. We're going into this new era at the Bulldogs, you know, where they're starting to come out of what's been a really dark period for them. And I suppose if the raps on Seraldo are there, what better way to do it than with a first-time NRL coach? There's going to be a lot of pressure on him, especially off the success that Mick Potter's had at the Doggies at the back end of this season. Like, we've heard all the raps, but let's see if they can evolve into success at NRL level. He's going to have the roster to do it. I think next year we spoke about it quite often now. It's also an enormous show of faith to go with Seraldo over interim coach Mick Potter, who's been wonderful for them. And Seraldo's obviously been the long-term target. So we'll see how it goes. And yeah, good luck to Seraldo.
Yeah, really, really interesting this one. It can mean like two things, because if it's a glass half empty, I'm sitting there going, why, if a coach is keen to come, why does he need to sign a 5-year deal? You know, like if he really wants to be a part of that club and build it, and that's the club he wants to be at above all other clubs. But then there's a glass half full where you're sitting there going, well, no, actually, if you want to give this guy a fair crack, you give him 4 to 5 years, or 3 to 5 years. And so I guess time will tell what was the right answer. Time will, you know, tell. But 5 years, look, I've got no evidence for it, but surely there is some clauses in there. Surely on the back end, there's some clauses in there.
There would have to be. 5 years is a long time.
Like, look,
5 years is a long time in rugby league.
A week's a long time in rugby league. Look at the Storm right now. They've done it again against Minasia. I was like, when I was saying, I don't know if they're going to pull it out this year, there was a loud voice in my head going, they're going to do it. They're going to do it. So, and they did it. They've proven me wrong again. Not to say that I'm fully convinced yet. We'll get to that. But the Seraldo situation, like, look at Anthony Seibold. He took that Rabbitohs, it was a stacked Rabbitohs side, to a prelim, went to the Broncos. It was a disaster.
Yep.
An absolute disaster. And he won coach of the year.
Yeah.
So the coach of the year went to a club with more resources, better squad, better everything pretty much. And like, that's no disrespect to Bulldogs. Like, when it comes to, I'm talking about the setup for a coach. I'm not talking about, you know, the club as a whole. And it didn't work out.
Yeah, and I think this is where people, and I had a lot of people, look at Craig Fitzgibbon. It's like, Craig Fitzgibbon isn't the example, though. Mm. He's the exception in the history of rugby league, realistically. Yeah. So,
and he's been hanging around for a long time learning a trade.
Yeah, I remember talking to Fitzy on my podcast about 2 years ago, and I sort of was in the mix of which of these 10 fucking clubs is Craig Fitzgibbon going to coach? He can have any of them. And I remember he said to me off mic, the strongest thing you can say sometimes is no.
Mm.
And he just said no to so many until the right one came. Mm. And, you know, I'm not saying I think this is the wrong one for Serrato. He's been touted and talked about for a long time now. But, yeah, Craig Fitzgibbon, he went the long way around.
Yeah.
You know, his old man was a coach in the NRL as well. Like, there's been a lot that's gone into Fitzy. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Serrato here.
It's what's crazy is if this was like a 2 to 3 year deal, I think we'd all be saying, boom, nailed it. I mean, I think there'd be a small part of me that'd be going, I think Potter's been a bit done by here. He's coached the Tigers tonight, I know, that's working, not, you know, but, you know, look where they are now. Sorry, Tigers fans. So it wasn't like Potter was that bad. And then Potter has literally turned the club around in a season. Like, I have no doubt in my mind if Potter was there since round one that they're fighting for the eight. I don't know if they'd make it, but they'd be fighting.
But the other thing about Potter that I look at, and you're right, he has turned their season around. I think he's turned their season around with very common sense decisions that should have been made in January. And we don't need to rehash over those, but there's something to be built there at Canterbury. And,
for sure.
You know, as per usual, there will be guys, I think, that will follow Serraldo over there. Penrith Panthers.
I think Critter is gone.
You reckon he's gone?
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, like their New South Wales Cup team is the equivalent of their first grade team in New South Wales Cup.
Mm.
So there's a heap of guys there that are fantastic depth, that are ready first graders, but just can't get a gig Penrith side.
Taruva,
you've got, you know, your Falls, your Jamin Sammons, your Matty Eisenhuths, all these guys that are sort of fringe first graders that they would shit into the starting side of
actually,
Canterbury.
Matty, can you check if Crichton just recently re-signed, as in like the last 12 months? But if he hasn't, because I just reckon that...
He's contracted to the end of 2023.
Okay. Wow.
But it's interesting though for Penrith, because if they start, if they lose one or two guys... They've lost Sean O'Sullivan, Isaiah Katoa, Api Kurosawa, Viliami Kikau. Like, there's a number of Robert Jennings. There's a lot of guys that are leaving this side now. And
Where's Robert gone?
He's going to the Dolphins, I believe. I'm pretty sure he is.
He'll be a good pickup for the Dolphins.
He will be a good pickup, yeah. And he's a classic. You got injuries, you bring Robert Jennings in, you're fine. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there, because I do think a few will.
I think I don't know how patiently he's going to sit in the centre for the rest of his career.
Yeah, and clearly we're looking at him there going, he'll want to do everything he can to keep his 1, 6, and 7 together.
Mm-hmm.
Nathan Cleary, we know now, is on $1.3 million a year. We'll get to that shortly. And I find a lot of successful franchises in recent years or of all time, you know, we've seen Melbourne do it. They pay up for those big positions. And particularly when the success comes and guys like Critter emerge and know they could command money elsewhere, that's the first position, like a centre, where a coach goes, sorry, mate, we can't hold on to you for 700, 8,000 plus a season when you can get it elsewhere. So see you later. I think I'm with you. And he's the first bloke who could be straight out there to play fullback at another club on close to double the money.
See, because I can see Critter in a Bulldogs fullback jersey, just quietly. Because when you think about it, like, he's not going to get like $1 million a year or whatever. At the Panthers, we'd have to check it, but he might be on what, 400, 500K, I'd say. I think it was actually, let's just say 400, 500K. Whereas Doggies could probably afford a fullback, you know, six, 700K for a fullback.
Mm.
And I feel sorry for Avrilo because he's just starting to find his feet. Not to say this is going to happen. I'm saying if it were to happen. What do you got there, Matty? So we just checked the top 100 rich list. And it says that Crichton is on 615. So if that is the case, then I don't see him going anywhere unless he's desperate to play fullback. It's 615 at centre in a premiership winning club.
Yeah. I think you've also got to keep in mind too that they've arguably got the best left edge in rugby league, and I think they'd be paying them peanuts right now, Isaac Tonga and Taylor May. So something's going to have to give at Penrith over the next few years. They're going to have to make hard decisions. They already have with Appy and Viliami-Kikau, but...
Can you check how long Edwards is signed for, please? Because just quickly with this top 100 rich list, so Dave Riccio, quite a few journalists came together and put this together. And so I actually spoke to Dave Riccio, and I was kind of like, mate, like, how do you know what they're on? Like, it's a private thing. Like, they should be able to have that privately. It shouldn't be public knowledge. And then Matty Johns was like, mate, back in my day, like, you never spoke about how much you're on ever in a team environment. And I was the same at the Broncos. But Riccio assured me, he's like, mate, I'm telling you right now, we speak to CEOs, player managers, football managers, directors. We speak to everyone, and these numbers are relatively accurate. So, like, I have to take them for their word. Like, I don't see why he would feel the need to.
So Edwards is signed until the end of 24 and Crichton 23.
Okay. Yeah. Look, I mean, if he is on 615K a year, does that mean that they may lose Talon May? Didn't Tungor just re-sign? I think he did. Interesting.
Tungo is the end of 25.
Yeah, I am just struggling to see how they can afford to pay a centre 615K.
Yeah. When's Taylor May signed to?
24.
I guess losing kick out there, losing Appy, but still.
615.
You wonder. Yeah, questionable.
Maybe it's an origin clause that's bumped that up.
Mm.
And that's the other thing, which we'll get to the list shortly, but there'll be a number of figures that are swayed by back-ended deals. Mm. What's not to say that's not a back-end where we got paid 200 grand last year, but 600 this year, you know, to be 400K a year sort of thing. So we do have to consider those sorts of things.
Interesting. To be honest, though, I still see, like, maybe the Doggies do offer him 800K to go fullback and he wants to play fullback, because I cannot see him being satisfied sitting out in the centre.
Mm.
Because he's so, like, when he plays fullback, he's amazing. He is amazing. Edwards is just so good.
What's the most you'd pay for him as a one?
Oh, see, I would have paid about 600 for him as a one.
So would I.
But if he's already on that, as I said, like, I always feel like these numbers are inflated. I really do.
Yeah.
But I put it to Dave Riccio, the journalist, and he is one of the better journalists. Timmy, you've...
Yeah, Dave's one of the real good ones out there. Very, very reputable journo, great fella. So if he gives you his word on it, I'd be taking it.
Yeah, exactly. And so I said to him, like, I said, mate, like, how do you know it's, like, I just don't believe it. I don't believe it. And he was like, I'm telling you right now, we do a bunch of research, we speak to the right people, and we get the right answers. So going to have to trust him. Mate, there is a case for... They identified him as this next-gen freak, because he was, and then they just went, you know, 4, 5, 6 on a 3-year deal just to stop. Because, like, there are players like Critter that come through and other clubs will literally just pay 600K because of his athletic ability.
Mm.
And so there could be a case where that's the truth, like that could happen. Anyway, we're getting a bit sidetracked here. Seraldo to the Dogs. I think, like, the positive for the Dogs right now is they have a massive backing in the Laundie Group. These guys own, like, they're going well. They're going really well. They're going really well.
Not eating cans of tuna for dinner.
Exactly. And so when you go, it's a 5-year deal, and rightly so, I'm a bit like, oh, it's a 5-year deal because of things we've seen happen in the past. The positive is the Laundie Group, if they do need to pay him out to go, they're probably going to be able to afford it.
Mm.
Like, so that's a positive. When it comes to coaching ability, the positive as well is I'm pretty sure Seraldo has been a head coach. I know in not the environment that is the NRL, but I'm pretty sure he was the head coach of the under-20s. And so a lot of these guys you're seeing killing it now, he had a huge hand in their development. So, yeah, I think it's good. I think it's good. I think it's exciting times for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, it's also a good little – like, obviously, Seraldo, you said he coached the under-20s. When you coach that Penrith junior system, they all go on to play first grade somewhere. Like, if you go back and have a look at that 20s team, like, there's so many players from around the league that have come through that team too. So it does give you little connections. Like, I'm pretty sure, you know, just the way it works, like Corey Waddell was the back rower in that side.
Mm.
You know, like, he's obviously at Canberra, but there'd be other little connections that Seraldo would have around the league off the back of that.
Yeah, for sure. And the good thing is his profile's so big now, he probably won't struggle that much to sign players. And plus, he's got Gus Gould behind him. Look, in a perfect world, I think a three-year deal would have been perfect. But if you're, put it this way, you're a director of the Bulldogs and you think Serrato's the guy, would you be willing to give him a five-year deal to get him there? Because it seems like that's what needed to get him there.
Yeah, and I would be, because I think in rugby league, and especially if you are the Bulldogs with a bit of coin behind you, five-year deal is scary on paper, but if it doesn't eventuate, it doesn't eventuate, yeah, then it's fine.
You pay out a year
around it. Yeah, it's like not, it's, I think 5 year deal, and I was the same when I first read it, I went, oh my God, it's the Wild West at the moment. What's going on? But the more you think about it, I think the less scary it is.
Do you think it's also to send a message to potential recruits, there's stability here, this is the fucking coach, this is the direction that we're going?
Yeah, and I think that's what a lot of clubs need to be very careful of. You don't want to be the club that seemingly has a new coach every 3 years. Oh, it looks, it's an awful look, yeah. And Canterbury have got to be careful that they don't land themselves in that basket.
And the history would show if you have coaches every second year or every third year, it doesn't actually help. Doesn't happen. What do you reckon, Tim?
Yeah. Well, what have they done the last 10 years? They've had four coaches, have they?
Yeah, quite a lot. Yeah. They've had
Dez, Dean Pay, Barrett.
Barrett.
Is there anyone in between? Was it Dez straight to Dean Pay? Yeah.
Dez straight to Dino, then to Trent Barrett.
Mm.
So he'll be their fourth in 10 or 11. Yeah.
Timmy, what do you reckon? If you're director of the Bulldogs, you doing it? Five-year deal?
Probably not five. I think like three is lengthy enough for a bloke.
But if five is the only thing that's going to get him, he's saying to you, I'll come, but I want 5 years.
Yeah, provided the right, as you said, details were put into the contract, as whether it be performance-based or whatever that might be. If there's the right clauses that say, all right, you know, if we are under a flop here and he can't handle it at top level and he's no good in the first 2 years, that we can get rid of you if you finish below 12th in those two seasons or whatever. So there is an out clause for them. Cameron Serraldo, like, obviously he's done a lot of hard yards to get where he is, but geez, he must be considering himself lucky because as an assistant coach to be offered a head coaching gig in the NRL 5 years, he'd be going, he wouldn't be stupid. He'd be looking at the volatile nature of NRL coaching and how easy it is to be out of a job in no time, half the time through no fault of your own, going 5 years, how good is this? Lock and load.
Yeah. It's and also if you back yourself, as most coaches should, and you're going, I've got 5 years to make this work, I know he could get pushed out or whatever, but if he wants to, he could dig his heel in and go, nah, not going. I want to work this out. Then eventually they just have to pay the whole thing out. But I think it's exciting times. As I said, perfect world, you get him on a three-year deal, but it sends a really strong message. It sends a real, real clear message to the players and potential players of like, this is the direction we're going, guys. Like, we've got a direction. Get on board. I'm sure there'd be clauses in there. I think the clauses in there would be like, we want top, you must finish top eight in the last 2 years or something like that, or maybe the last 3 years, and then top six in the last 2 years or something along those lines.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah, so, yeah, exciting, really exciting. And it's the good thing is that I know the Doggies lost on the weekend and they played pretty poorly. Outside of that, they've been great. And you look at their young squad, they're probably, it's probably going to be a huge factor in keeping Burton. I'd assume Burton has a good relationship with him. That may have played a big part in getting him to the club.
Well, that's the other thing. If they think there's a potential of getting Critter as well, all of a sudden you've got Critter, Kickow, Burton, like all these guys he's worked with at Penrith.
Yep. So, yeah, exciting times, Doggies fans, exciting times. I do think Potter a little bit hard done by here, though. Oof. A little bit hard done by. I think they would have been faced with a tough choice of we can get Serraldo now or we can risk losing Serraldo to another club and give Potter another year. And they just went, you know what? Let's go with the young gun.
If you're one of these other clubs that needs a coach, do you look at Mick Potter?
I think so.
Yeah.
I honestly, like, he took the team from basically heading towards Wooden Spoon to competitive against top four sides. The thing is now, every coaching job is really taken now, though, which is bizarre to say. Apparently there's been like 21 coaches sacked in the last two or three years. Two seasons, some shit. Three seasons. Incredible.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.